Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: traditional holiday parades in the United States have welcomed Falun Dafa throughout the years. Batam, Indonesia, Falun Dafa embraced by students and teachers on campuses. At least 32 Falun Gong practitioners still jailed in Jiangxi Province Women's Prison. Russia. People learn about Falun Dafa and the persecution during the Art of Jianshan Ren exhibition in Moscow. Yilan County, Taiwan. Cross-party motion passed in county council calling to end organ harvesting by the CCP. And Australia. Documentary Letter from Masanja deeply touches audience. Now for the stories.
Traditional holiday parades in the United States have welcomed Falun Dafa throughout the years. If you mention traditional holidays in the United States, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, Veterans Day, Columbus Day, and Independence Day might come to mind. Cities, both large and small, hold various celebratory parades during these holidays. To help more people learn about the benefits of practicing Falun Dafa and the ongoing persecution in China, Falun Dafa practitioners participate in these parades with performances by the Tianguo Marching Band, exercise demonstrations, floats, and Chinese waist drum performances. Most of these parades were canceled last year as a result of the pandemic, but U.S. cities ended lockdowns this year and resumed parades. The Falun Dafa procession was awarded the Grand Marshal Prize in the city of Richardson's 49th annual Christmas parade in Texas on December 4th for its overall creative, original, unique, beautiful, and expressive design. This was only one of the many awards given to Falun Dafa practitioners for participating in parades in the U.S. all these years. At major parades held over the years, spectators have loved the Tianguo Marching Band, waist drum performances, floats, and banners presented by Falun Dafa practitioners. In some events, Falun Dafa was the only Chinese contingent, was a beautiful sight for spectators, and promoted the benefits of the spiritual practice. Baltimore, the largest city in Maryland, held a Christmas parade on December 5th. 160 organizations participated in the parade, and Falun Dafa was one of them. Tens of thousands of people saw the parade. Spectators who saw Falun Dafa practitioners for the first time were impressed. Some said the practitioners brought an amazing energy to Baltimore and that truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is what the world needs now. Westchester, Philadelphia held its traditional Christmas parade on December 1st. USA Today rated the parade as one of the country's top 10 events with an amazing Christmas atmosphere. An estimated 45,000 people saw the parade live while millions watched it broadcast on television. It was the 10th year Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to take part in the parade.
Batam, Indonesia. Falun Dafa embraced by students and teachers on campuses. Practitioners in Batam, one of the largest Indonesian cities, have been introducing Falun Dafa to secondary schools and colleges since 2011. Over 10,000 students, teachers, and parents have learned the practice and praised practitioners' efforts. Besides teaching the exercises, practitioners have also talked about the ongoing persecution in China. They tell students and teachers that many practitioners are detained and tortured for their belief in the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and some even became victims of organ harvesting. Many students and teachers signed petitions calling to end these egregious human rights violations. Mr. Chen, one of the coordinators, said that each school has a large number of students every year, ranging from hundreds to about 1,000. Through the efforts of other practitioners and himself, about 10,000 students and teachers have been introduced to the practice in the last 10 years. Mr. Chen said, "It started with some initial successes. After pictures and videos of large-scale exercise teachings spread throughout social media, principals from a number of schools called, inviting us to come and teach the exercises. As more schools heard about this, additional invitations came, and sometimes it was difficult to accommodate all of them." Falun Dafa is very powerful. With over 800 students, it was hard to tell them to do something, yet all of them did, simultaneously, explained one principal. Some students noticed the difference. "Unlike other music, the Falun Dafa music is peaceful and soothing," one student said. "Doing the exercises makes one relaxed but energetic." Teachers and principals also had similar impressions, and some recommended the practice to their families.
At least 32 Falun Gong practitioners still jailed in Jiangxi Province Women's Prison. Jiangxi Province Women's Prison has been participating in the persecution of Falun Gong since the Chinese Communist regime launched a nationwide campaign against the mind-body practice in 1999. Many female Falun Gong practitioners, one group after another, have been incarcerated there. The prison guards use various methods to torture them and hypocritical ways to deceive them in order to force them to give up their faith. Torture methods and brainwashing are widely used. According to reports available from the Mingwei website, at least 32 Falun Gong practitioners are currently being detained in the Jiangxi Province Women's Prison and subjected to torture. Ms. Chen Yulian of Nanchang County, about 65 years old, has been given forced labor terms twice for a total of 3.5 years and subjected to inhumane torture during detention. She was arrested again in April 2018 and detained in Nanching City First Detention Center, where she was verbally abused, hung with handcuffs, and not allowed to purchase necessities. Ms. Chen was taken to Jiangxi Province Women's Prison in late 2019 to serve an 8-year term. She went on a long-term hunger strike to resist the forced brainwashing. Once a tall and strong person, she became emaciated and could not be recognized. She was on the verge of death and was sent to a hospital for resuscitation. Yet the brainwashing torture was resumed once she was returned to the prison. Ms. Yao Aiying, 58, is a retired accountant from Jiangxi Distillery. She has been sentenced twice for persisting in her faith and telling people the facts about Falun Gong, with a total term of 7.5 years. She was arrested again on September 10, 2019, and then sentenced to 3 years and 3 months in prison. When she held a hunger strike to protest the persecution in prison during the first half of 2021, she was subjected to brutal force feeding every day and forced to stand for long periods of time. The prison guards took pictures during the forced feeding and sent them to her son, slandering her for defying the prison.
Russia. People learn about Falun Dafa and the persecution during the Art of Jianshanren exhibition in Moscow. The Art of Jianshanren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance exhibition was held in Moscow's All-Russian Exhibition Center on December 18th and 19th. Many people viewed the artworks and said they were grateful to the organizers. Marina, an accountant, said, "These paintings reflect the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners and their daily lives. It also shows that they are upgrading their moral standards after overcoming something. All paintings are positive and let people know that overcoming all difficulties is a matter of time." Svetlana, who works in the medical field, said, "I am appalled at the essence and spirituality of these artworks, as well as the tragedy that the practitioners in China experienced. They live in fear every day. I hope they can stay safe, remain compassionate, and have faith." Veronica, who works at a university, said, "I am very interested in art pieces that depict high moral values. They spread the message that humankind advances further in spirituality and enlightenment from deep within." She said that these artworks portrayed a world of the divine and how humankind grows and perfects itself. She learned about the Chinese Communist Party's persecution for the first time. She felt the pain of the practitioners. People are forbidden to talk about this bright and spiritual belief in China. She said she hopes that more people learn about Falun Dafa and help stop this persecution. Architect Maxim said, "Before I came to this art exhibition, I had no knowledge of Falun Dafa or cultivation, let alone knowing about this persecution. These artworks helped me learn about the persecution. There is a problem in this world. Some religions and faiths are persecuted. I want to know more about the persecution. People did not believe what the Gestapo did to the Jews in concentration camps. It was not until things were exposed that people believed the Holocaust happened."
Yilin County, Taiwan. Cross-party motion passed in County Council calling to end organ harvesting by the CCP. Yilin County Council in Taiwan passed a cross-party motion on December 24th to support the Universal Declaration on Combating and Preventing Forced Organ Harvesting. The motion condemns the organ harvesting by the Chinese Communist Party and urges the Taiwan government to implement laws to help end the atrocity. When the 76th United Nations General Assembly took place in New York in September 2021, five non-governmental organizations from the U.S., Europe, and Asia issued the Universal Declaration on Combating and Preventing Forced Organ Harvesting on September 26th, the last day of the World Summit on Combating and Preventing Forced Organ Harvesting. The declaration has been supported by parliament members, government officials, and leaders from many countries, including members of UN Human Rights Council and the European Federation for Freedom of Belief. The Taiwan Falun Gong Human Rights Working Group has since contacted the central government as well as county-level governments in Taiwan, urging them to support this initiative. The group believes that by raising awareness to the general public and taking further actions, leaders from around the world can stop the CCP's organ harvesting through joint efforts. During an ad hoc session held by Yilin County Council on December 24th, the motion was initiated by three council members. To fulfill its human rights commitment, the motion aims to support the Universal Declaration on Combating and Preventing Forced Organ Harvesting, condemn the organ harvesting atrocity by the CCP, and institute related criminal legislation. With 25 co-sponsors, this motion was passed in the council. Chang said he was happy to see Yilin Council supporting the upright with this motion. Yang pointed out the CCP's brutality of organ harvesting is anti-humanity and it is a disgrace to mankind. He hopes such efforts will stop the atrocity and promote kindness as well as traditional values in society.
Australia. Documentary Letter from Masanja deeply touches audience. Lorraine said after watching the documentary Letter from Masanja, "People should watch this precious film. We should tell more people to pay attention to and stop the persecution." She invited the event organizers to screen the documentary in her community. The documentary was screened in the Alan Scott Auditorium of the University of South Australia on December 12th to mark Human Rights Day. The torture and cruelty in the Chinese forced labor camps, which was exposed in the documentary, shocked the audience. The documentary candidly recorded Falun Dafa practitioner Sun Yi's imprisonment in the notorious Masanja labor camp, where he was forced to make cheap Halloween decorations. He hid approximately 20 letters detailing the atrocities committed at Masanja in the finished packaged goods. Julie Keith, a mother in Oregon, found one of the letters. Her discovery set off a chain of events that led to the shutdown of the entire labor camp system in China. The persecution of Falun Dafa did not stop, however, and Sun Yi had to escape from China. After the film, local practitioners further introduced Falun Dafa and the persecution by the Chinese Communist Party and showed some of the products sold in stores that are produced by forced labor in China. A Falun Dafa practitioner told her story of how she was illegally sentenced for her belief and held in a forced labor camp and prison. University professor Frank Grutzner said that the reality shown in the film was shocking. He said, "The persecution has not stopped. On the surface, although the re-education through labor system has been abolished, the CCP is still using other methods to detain and persecute people. The international community still has a lot to do. We must continue to speak out and act." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.